Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Federica Scappa from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival, and today I am in company of Peter Brunner and Franz Rogowski, director and protagonist of Lucifer, here in competition. Welcome to Fred.
Hi. Hey, hi.
So, first of all, Peter, would you like to briefly introduce Lucifer to our listeners?
Lucifer is based on inspired by a true story of an exorcism, but we tried to do something where we find emotional reality in it, and I'm super happy to have found collaborators like Franz Rogowski and Susanne Jensen, who helped me as spiritual warriors in this to find a real interpretation of this true story. And so Susanne is a real pastor and abuse survivor and an artist with her own theology, and Franz was daring to work with real eagles and lived like in on the mountain in the wild, and it was quite a crazy thing to do, to work with all these non-professionals, but I think it was a very beautiful experience as a team to be in this environment, like in nature. And
about that, how did you cast them? I mean, Franz and Suzanne.
I cast them, I don't know, it's like a team effort, because at a certain point when Franz was on board, it was also like a discussion with him how he felt about, for example, a casting video where we saw Susanne, and then it was more about was she willing when she understood what the process will be and how much it would take, not only from her time but also from her emotions and also like from her, you know, open as a book, as a private person, giving this backstory to the film, because like what she experienced as a child became part of the story of Maria and of the mother. So it was more like I think also with the eagles, I mean, it was not that I would say we want this eagle, you know, it was more like what does the animal trainer Theo Bleichner and Franz together found then, I think, you know. So it was a team effort in a way.
And Franz, how did you prepare for this incredible and very strong challenge, which is your character?
I learned my lines, and for many months I trained with this eagle lady. I was well prepared. I had some dead chicken always with me to feed her, and we got closer and closer until we felt like, okay, it's time to shoot.
And during the press conference, you talk about the chemistry between you and Susanna. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, Susanna is, as Peter mentioned, a true artist in my eyes. An open wound, always interested in healing and re-traumatizing. So it's an ongoing circle of a search and a quest for living and dying at the same time. To me, she has been a true inspiration, both in terms of acting, but also in terms of just spending time together. And it was overwhelming also in many other ways. Like, she was really interested in having a son doing this shoot. She has no son, but she's a very motherly type, so we really were mother and son for like 2.5 months. I told her, look, this is a film, and I'm going to be gone afterwards, but for this 10 weeks, we can be mother and son. And she said, yes, let's do that. So from the beginning, we had a very intense relationship. And every morning she would coach me. She would tell me how to act, how to find my true inner voice. And normally if an actor tells you how to act, you really don't want to hear that. But with her, it was amazing. She gave me many new insights and challenges to work on.
During watching your film, I was very impressed by the use of the sound. I mean, the sounds of the drones, the helicopters, it's in a way like a violence that came inside the film. Is it right interpretation. It's like the outsider that comes in life in a violent way with the sounds of these machineries.
Well, there is no wrong interpretation. There can only be like individual interpretations, in my opinion. And of course, the sound design took longer than the shoot. And the sound design is, I think, very important. This is such a cool thing about cinema, that you can use, you know, all these elements, all these this buffet of creating, you know, a physical experience where you go to 25. The frequency, you know, you have this huge spectrum with the equalizers, and then you most of the pop songs are then cut by 50 hertz, yeah. And but here in cinema we can go down, you know, we have everything, and if the sound system is well measured, like this was yesterday, you can feel, you know, the, like in a concert room, you can feel the physical sensation of something, so you can place some elements really where you want to have it. For example, with to make a comparison where it's also used, but it's used only one time, the bass frequencies. For example, if you look at Amour from Michael Haneke, there's only the door in the beginning that is crushed in, you know, and there is the sub bass because it's realistic. But with this film, it's very different, yeah? It's more like something where I have the feeling, you know, to create with sound also different layers and characters to have the dialogue on a physical level with the audience. So a huge partner in this was for me Tim Hecker, who I was so lucky, like with Franz and with Susanne, have a creative collaboration, like giving him stuff very in the beginning, the script, and then in the next wave like images while we were shooting, then little 20 minutes after like first editing, and he immediately sent me music, you know, without even I cannot say it, but the thing is, it was working from the beginning on, that there was something in the music where there is the character of the father, where there is a spirituality that might is in Susanne and might was in the character of Johannes. But with the music came into, I think, is a bigger possibility that it comes into, you know, an emotional dialogue with an audience, hopefully.
And another aspect that I really like, of course, is the location. How did you find this amazing place? Where is it?
I mean, we were looking for 3 years to find the right locations, and it's just the difficult stuff in the Alps. And as you know, I mean, if we were up here and looked down here, we would see all the civilization. And this was not so interesting for us, so it was a long scouting thing. And then 1 year before we shoot, I went there with Franz also, that he has a feeling, maybe a memory even, of the place, and also to see how he feels about it. And
Where is the devil?
Where's the devil? We have a press kit, but it's a good question, because we also thought it's maybe something interesting. I don't know, Franz, how do you feel about this right now?
I always find it funny. I think for me, the need to get an answer on the question where the devil is, for me, is the devil. That is the devil. And Lucifer, for me, is a curious child playing with the world and being a part of the world. So I think to determine the truth, for example, is the devil. To be scared of a complex identity and the fact that we can't answer, but we can ask. That is, if you accept that and you play with it, I think then you're closer to Lucifer or to a little angel. For me, the devil is something static, something determined, something defined and unchangeable. So it's something death.
Is it okay if I read from Seidel?
Sure.
And maybe Franz wants to read from Susanne what she thought about it, because we asked the question, where or what is Lucifer or the devil? And Seidel said, Lucifer is in us and all around us, corruption and redemption in equal measure. Yeah. And you want to read Susanne, maybe?
Susanne said, Lucifer is a mystical fantasy figure. People often need a personification of evil like this in order not to feel at the mercy of terrible forces. The mother in this film has constructed her own world of belief. People who endanger her paradise become Lucifer in her eyes. So that's a very, yeah.
One last question. This film, when you go out of the theater, you feel that this film, in a way, stuck inside of you. What does remain of your experience shooting this film? Except of the shirt that I saw you, that I saw yesterday.
True, the shirt remained, that's for sure. Well, for me, it's a part of my artistic journey so far. And I guess it's been a project that suits me well, because from the start we have never looked for, let's say, a fun experience, but rather challenge each other to find a form and find a rhythm and something that contains more than the ingredients, something that can spark. And therefore I'm just thankful, and it helped me to stay alive, to feel alive, to feel worth living.
What stays with me is like I enjoy the creative dialogue with Franz, and with me stays the passion that we hopefully on another project can work together. Because I think like it's to find people that you love in a creative process and in talking is always beautiful, to keep on the conversation of the creative dialogue. And this is just, you know, this was something that we did in this phase of our lives, and it's beautiful, but it's also good that it's over, and that now the audience has the possibility, hopefully, to be in a dialogue with it.
Thank you, Peter Brunner. Thank you, Franz Rogowski. And I'm Federica Scarpa from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival. This is Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.